Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
School start times. What time does your child's school start at? Emma Jane Quinlan is with me on the line today from Wexford. Emma Jane, your own child is going to school in September, is that right?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
She's starting. I'm grand, thanks. She's actually at home at the moment because she's sick. But yeah, she's starting in September. So I'll have one in creche and one in big school.
What time does she have to be in for in the morning?
So they take them in, or the doors open at 9:20, which is a bit of a disaster for, like, you know, normal working hours from 9 to 5, essentially. And we're in quite a rural area, so we don't have, like, access. You know, we can't walk. We can't, like, there's no bus. Like, she has to be driven, which is normal, obviously, in more rural areas.
But your point, you were talking about this online, you know, in, as you say yourself, I need to rant on what planet is reality for working parents.
No, look, so I think I need to be clear, because those people were kind of missing the point. Like, I don't think school is childcare, and I think that's really clear. And there's a separate argument for this, you know, childcare not being great in Ireland, and it's, you know, really, really frustrating. I've moved a lot. My husband's a doctor. We've moved around the country with rotations. So I know firsthand how difficult it is to secure childcare and how expensive it is, etc. So I'm not suggesting that in any way. I just think that, like, most parents, yes, people work shift work, etc., but most parents are both working. And, you know, the majority of people work 9 to 5, which is fact. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
shift work,
yeah,
you work different things. So for a school to start at 9:20, realistically, I wouldn't be home till 9:45. I work very luckily remotely. If I was in a previous role, I would have had to commute in Dublin. So if it was starting at that time, it would have taken an hour to get into town. I wouldn't be until 10:30, 10:45. And I just don't understand how it's feasible for so many. We don't have, as I said, we've no one to bring them to school. We don't have any supporting family around, and I don't know anyone who would, you know, work for an hour, really.
Yeah, so. but the reality is, though, Emma Jane, the vast majority, I imagine, of people listening to you here now this afternoon on the show are thinking, that is my situation. You know, we're got to drop the kids to school for whatever, 9:15 or 9 o'clock or 9:20, and my work starts at 9 a.m. and I now have to get from the schoolyard over to the place of work and sit in City or Dublin or Cork or wherever they are.
Yeah.
The traffic situation, and it's the breakfast club thing is the other point you wanted to make. That,
yeah. So, look, I have to, like, you know, this is separate to the school. School's great, and the aftercare and the breakfast club, or the team that run that, have been lovely and supportive. But it's full, so it's run by a separate entity to the school. And I requested this about 7 months ago, and it was full then, and they were very apologetic. And the after school is also full, except for 3 days a week. So we've had to get support from essentially someone to act as a nanny on those other 2 days, which, again, it's fine, it happens, but it's just a really messy situation. I don't really mind, like, people saying, oh, the school holiday thing doesn't really bother me because that's something you accept. We had it. I grew up at long school holidays. That's fine. It's more just the standardized system. It's common sense.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
I don't know why some schools start at 10 to 9, 10 past 9, half 9.
Other schools are half 8, that I've been asking people about this since the start of the show. They started at 8:35, some of them, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just blows my mind. I think 9:10 is probably feasible, but it's still a pain. I think 9 is a reasonably fair time. Most people start their jobs at 9. They can make an allowance to be half an hour late. And, like, in all reality, it's usually moms who pick up the workload. And it's just a little bit frustrating. So I think that was my only grievance to bear, is just, like, how do you arrange a working schedule around it? And as I said, like, I do work remotely. I do travel a little bit for work, but, you know, overall the burden falls on me, and there's a lot of pressure on my husband as well, because, you know, he feels that he should be doing something, he does chip in, but he can't, unfortunately, like leave his work because he's there physically seeing people between those hours.
Yeah, so he can't. So look, I'm sure there are so many people in this very same predicament, Emma Jane, as you. Aisling Owens Nash is on the line as well. Stay with us, Emma Jane, if you don't mind. Aisling is the head networking leader for Ireland at Mums in Business International. You left your job to start your own business, Aisling, is that right?
Well, actually, I initially left because it was just not feasible to return in the way that I needed to after, you know, three children. But ultimately, I wasn't a mum who actually ever wanted to leave work. I always felt like I needed something else. I didn't want to kind of lose that kind of business go-getter side of me. So ultimately, eventually, it turned into me working for myself because I still wanted something once the kids were in school that I could do and own and still be with people. Because I think if you do end up having to leave your job due to childcare issues, etc., it can become very lonely. It can become very lonely and very isolating that you're like, well, I've kind of lost that piece of me. What's this identity now that I have?
School start times, should they be standardised?
I do think that it would help an awful lot of people working outside the home and working for themselves to have earlier start times. You know, the current school that my children go to, they start at 9:05. Our old school before we moved house, they started at 8:35. And if we hadn't had that 8:35 start time when I lived and worked in Dublin, both myself and my husband worked full time in the city centre, we just would have been in an awful predicament. We were able to manage our shifts so we could work the later shifts, so we didn't start work till 9:30 or 10 on the days where we dropped our son to school. We were very lucky. We only had to get childcare 2 to 3 days a week. But we were passing shifts in the night. We were taking opposite days off to fill the childcare gaps and working weekends when grandparents were available and aunties and uncles were available to help mind. So it helped to reduce the cost of our childcare, particularly when we ended up with more than one child at the time.
Yeah. Like, maybe this is a stupid question, Emma Jane, but who actually decides the school start time? I presume it's board of management, is it?
I don't know. Look, to me, I just think it's finger in the air stuff. Like, it makes no sense to me. And like where they pick the times from. I just find it a little bit bizarre because, you know, even if it did, and I appreciate like a lot of people say, oh, teachers, you know, they finish it too. Like, teachers work long hours. They prepare after school. I have lots of friends who are teachers and they, you know, they do curriculums during the summer, etc. But this is solely just around like standardizing times to make it easier for people, especially when we do have a lack of access to childcare or support because, you know, people don't have the luxury of grandparents. And it's not the duty of grandparents to be a pickup service for kids if they're available either. And I think, you know, like things have changed from years ago, like women do work, women want to work. And, you know, like, why shouldn't we? And there's often this thing that women shouldn't work and some women are higher earners. So, you know, they should be the ones in the workplace. So, like, I don't know. I really don't know. It just baffles me, to be honest. I don't know and I don't really care. I think it should be the department that just kind of says, right,
this is the time.
Quarter past nine. Even 9:15 is too late. I think it should be nine.
Maybe some of our listeners, if you're school principal or a teacher, maybe you're on the board of management, if you're the chair, if you have some insight into how the school start time is selected, you might let us know. It's 1800 453 106. Jason is on the line in Mayo. Jason, I believe your child's school actually allows for this. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or Justin, apologies. Justin, apologies, Justin. Apologies.
Yes, indeed. Our school is a rural national school and it starts at like 8:50 a.m. every morning. The teaching actually starts at 8:50. So that facilitates working parents, you know, in order to drop them off and to get back to their place of work again by 9 a.m. In the morning. It's the school itself is approximately 10 minutes outside of the town, our local town in Ballinac, in Mayo. So it's you know, it's a great facility that the teachers have instigated themselves. Be both the principal and the vice principal of the school. It's a two-teacher school. And the school itself, as I mentioned, it's outside of Ballina. but it's got quite low numbers. So this was an initiative that the teachers instigated in coordination with the school management board in order to bring up the numbers of pupils. But the numbers have actually remained quite low. But
so people didn't take them up on it. So what they were sort of doing, nearly like they were in earlier for an early drop-off, or just the early start time to try and entice people.
Absolutely, yeah. So it would facilitate them getting to work, you know, on time or at a regular time. The teachers decided that they themselves would initiate the earlier start time, and with the idea being that that facility would maybe allow more parents from the town area, the urban area, to bring their kids out to the school.
But it didn't. It didn't necessarily. I don't want to say it didn't work, but it didn't attract huge numbers.
Well, there are 12 kids across the across both classrooms, and you know it's a shame, really. The numbers are so low. When I myself was there, I think there was about 40 to 50 kids in the school itself, and now that my young fellow is going to it, he's starting in first class this September, so he's been there for low and high infants. It's a fabulous school. Like, the teachers couldn't be doing any more to facilitate parents, and if only word got out a little bit, maybe the numbers would climb up, you know.
A listener here says our local school, St Aidan's, Ballantrillick in Sligo, opens at 8:50 as well. School times are all different to allow for traffic flow, suggests this listener. In a lot of areas, there are more than one school, and that's why there's often the various different start times. Craig Petrie is with us. Craig is a principal for East Glendalough Secondary School in Wicklow. Craig, do you think there should be standardised school start times?
Probably don't, being honest, Andrea. There's an awful lot goes into this. And while I wouldn't be standing over anyone else's school start time, because far be it from me, I know that sometimes there are conditions that are laid out in planning. Sometimes there are conditions that are laid out by the department that say schools in a cluster in an area should not start at the same time. I know not our school. Our school starts at 5 to 9, which I'm sure is not completely convenient, being in the commuter belt in Wicklow Town. I'm sure it doesn't work for everybody.
I wonder, though, is it a little bit different for secondary versus primary, though? Because
it certainly is.
Yeah.
Because our kids are so much more capable of getting to and from and looking after themselves. We, for example, would be at the mercy, if we wanted to change our start time, we'd be at the mercy of Bus Éireann, and really, as to whether we could do that. But 70% of our kids come in on a bus. And so actually, some of them share with other schools on the run in, and some of those buses then turn around and go and do a primary school run. So a huge amount of those logistics are at play in trying to decide school start times. And similarly, we would have sister schools whose school start and finish times are dictated actually by Bus Éireann and what they can and can't do. My own son is going to be starting in secondary school in September, and he will be starting at 8:15. That was a condition that was laid down when that school was founded 10 years ago.
And so the condition from who? The planning or the department?
The condition from planning and the department was it needed to start then because it's co-located with two primary schools. And because of the congestion that would cause at the north end of our town, it meant that a 8:20 or a 8:15 start was what was needed. So there are lots of factors in play here, and there's lots of factors which, if you wanted to change the start time of your school, you would need to have mind of. It doesn't mean that it couldn't happen, but it would. There's a lot going on for schools, and particularly in towns. And I say particularly in towns, but actually particularly for any school, because we're in a town with a massive rural population coming into us. We've students getting on the bus just after 7 o'clock in Gorey, getting into us for 8 to start at 9. It's not particularly convenient for them, but that bus then turns around and does a primary school run. So there's an awful lot going on the start time of a particular school.
Emma Jane, it's not as simple as we thought then. There's loads to consider.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that, and definitely the planning elements. I suppose we're very rural, and similar to the gentleman there in Mayo, like, we have 1, 2, 3, probably 4 schools in sort of all directions around us, and a lot of them would only have a couple of teachers in each school, so they're not, you know, there's not a teacher per class. We chose a school, one of the schools actually that's slightly further away, still very rural, but based on the fact that it was en route to my husband's job and beside the creche where my son is in as well. Because other than that, we'd be driving, you know, 50k every morning to bring one child one way, the other child the other way. I just think, you know, I don't really care the fact the school starts at 20 past nine, but there is no soft opening. So we've no access to put our daughter there slightly earlier.
Yeah, and that's the part,
you know,
I suppose.
From 8 on.
That's the part, Craig, and I don't know if you can shed some light on this. I appreciate you're a secondary school teacher. A lot of the parents here getting in touch today on WhatsApp seem to be more talking about the primary schools. But is it kind of at the peril of the board of management or the school principal or the teachers in a primary school to decide, like, you know, if we start at 8:50, we're going to open the doors at 8:30. Is that an insurance issue that they decide not to do that? Is it that they don't want to? Is it they're planning?
Yeah.
Is it what, like?
And so again, like you pointed out earlier on, the difference between primary and secondary in terms of kids leaving home or kids getting home and having their own key and all of those kinds of things, which are okay in secondary school, but probably aren't in primary school. But similarly, we would have the doors open from 8 o'clock in the morning. There's an amount of supervision around the school from that time, but we know that our students are coming in and teenagers in the morning generally don't need a huge amount of managing because they, not too unlike the adults, are still coming around and waking up.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were to drop a 4-year-old at the gate of school and drive away,
it's a different story.
Totally different,
right?
Thing.
But is that up to the school to decide whether or not they're going to do a breakfast club or something like that? That's totally at their...
Yeah, it would be up to them, and it would be up to their having the staff who'd be willing to take that on, and it would be up to them as to whether they were able to facilitate doing it. Again, our own primary school here that our boys go to, it's an 8:45 start. The gate opens at 8:25 and doesn't open sooner than that. And I can understand that again. That gives teachers a chance to get in at 8 o'clock
and get organised. No, I appreciate that.
And then they throw the doors open. So there would be a lot to consider because you would, as you say, primary school is just different in terms of the amount of supervision and attention that a child would need. It's not okay necessarily for you just to throw open the pitch
and leave them off.
Go on, lads.
Yeah. Let me bring in Sandra for a moment, Craig. Very interesting to hear how it works. I think a lot of people seem to think that, you know, just there's really little consideration put into it, but it would appear to me that a lot of people had never thought that bus times even too is something that's often considered. Sandra is with us in Roundwood. You're an SNA, Sandra. How does it work in your school?
Our school starts at 8:30.
On the dot?
On the dot.
Yeah.
And we finish at 2:10, and junior and senior infants would finish at 1:10.
And so that allows for people going to work. Facilitates,
yeah.
I'm sure, a lot of people.
Yeah. It's always been that way. I'm there 22 years and it's always been 8:30.
And is there anything after the 10 past 2 finish? You know, if...
So the teachers, they organise extra school activities, and the teachers now in our school do this. So they have extracurricular activities, like the parents pay for, and they can do after school. Till either for the younger kids it would be till 2:10, and for the older ones it would be 3:10. They also do hockey. That probably runs a bit later.
I'd say a lot of parents would say that's something that's well liked, is it, Sandra?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, the times. Listener here says they're a teacher in a North Dublin school, a large North Dublin school. Their start time is 8:40. Supervision is available from 8:30. The board of management decide on the start time. Prior to this, a staff discussion would have taken place. When it comes to parents discussing this issue, it's surprising that in this day and age, flexibility in the workplace isn't taken into account for some jobs rather than changing the school times. Working from home, flexi time should also be a factor before we go back and expect the school to just adapt. Just finally, is it worth, Emma Jane, like, even, you know, is it worth chatting to the board of management of the school and talking to them?
Yeah, I was just to go back to that flexi time thing. I mean, I used to work for a large tech company which had a massive RTO, like a return to office. And, you know, while flexi time is stated, it's not really reality. And it does kind of black mark against you in these large companies. Like, if you're kind of floating in an hour and a bit later because you're kids, and then you also have to deal with sick kids when you're at home and you can't come in. So I think that just puts like an additional pressure. Like, I'm a firm believer in flexible working, for parents where it's possible, and a lot of jobs it is possible as well as remote as well as remote working. But I think, as one of the other gentlemen there stated, like, I think down here, I think it's really staffing is an issue, and they just don't have the capacity to take on more kids. I think people who work, especially in early child, in early child care and education, like, they're just still not really respected and paid enough for what they do. It's more than just flinging your child in somewhere to be minded. I mean, these people essentially bring your children up when you're working, you know, and it's very important that, you know, that they're respected and supported in what they do.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely not like giving out about the school.
I take your point. It's a very interesting discussion, Emma Jane. And I can tell you, you are not alone in wondering about how school start times are selected and picked at schools across the country. That's Emma Jane Quinlan, Aisling, Craig, Justin as well there. Thanks a million for getting in contact. Also, Sandra as well in Roundwood. Oh, wait.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.